an internet cafe in downtown Washington, D.C. As consumers enjoy the benefits of a free and unfettered World Wide Web, up on Capitol Hill, lawmakers are debating something called net neutrality, a provision of the new telecommunications bill that would keep network owners from controlling the content and services that flow over their networks. Ben Scott is policy director for Free Press, a consumer organization that advocates net neutrality.
Net neutrality is a simple concept that lays at the base of communications law for the internet. It is, simply put, non-discrimination. It means that if you own a network, you can't discriminate against the content or services that flow over your network.
But network owners such as Verizon, Comcast, and AT&T don't see it that way. Under net neutrality, they would have to continue charging all customers the same rate for use of their networks. They argue the marketplace should dictate cost and want the option to charge content companies at any rate they see fit, just as different banks set ATM fees as they see fit. The network owners see net neutrality as corporate welfare for internet content companies such as Microsoft, Google, and eBay. Scott Cleland is with netcompetition.org, a lobbying organization that represents network owners.
They want a special deal for just a few companies, and we don't think that's smart or the right way to run the internet. The best way to guard a free and open internet is free and open competition, not regulating the internet.
But the networks are not getting much support from the public. All the major U.S. consumer groups have endorsed net neutrality. They say network owners' opposition to net neutrality has nothing to do with free market competition. Ben Scott says they're more interested in being able to selectively discriminate what they charge content providers.
You can make a pile of money if you can force every content provider on the internet to pay you a double toll, once to get on the internet and once to reach the customers at a guaranteed quality of service.
The consumer groups say if content providers are forced to pay more to network owners, they would have no choice but to pass those costs on to internet users.
If you want to guarantee that your site downloads, you're going to have to pay an extra fee. Are Google and Yahoo and Amazon just going to swallow hard and take that hit and take that money out of their pocket, give it to Verizon? Of course not. They're going to pass those costs along to the consumer.
Convergence is another issue on the net neutrality battleground. Both network owners and service provider companies are looking to expand into other businesses. The network owners want to get involved in e-commerce and compete with companies such as Microsoft, Yahoo, and eBay. Likewise, the content providers want to move into the communications field by providing phone, television, and movie services over the web. Scott Cleland, who represents the network owners, argues that the net neutrality would regulate his clients out of the e-commerce business.
Right now, Microsoft, Google, Yahoo, eBay, they are converging and integrating into the communication sector. But what they want is regulation that prevents competition the other way, meaning that broadband companies shouldn't be able to converge, integrate, and compete with e-commerce. We think that's a classic double standard. Americans can see that.
Consumer groups don't buy that argument either. They say what the network owners really want is the ability to control the marketplace as they move into e-commerce and compete with the big web content providers. Consumer advocate Ben Scott.
The internet is already a free market. It is already doing its thing for consumers. What they're talking about is changing the free market into a market that has a gatekeeper, and the gatekeeper will be the network owner. The network owner will decide which websites and services work better and which ones don't. That's not a free market. That's a market dictated by the owner of the network. That's a monopoly market, much like cable TV.
A Senate committee has rejected the net neutrality provision as part of the larger telecom bill. Analysts say it is unlikely the full Senate will have a chance to vote on the bill before the summer recess. What is at stake is the business model and structure of the internet as we know it. Web companies around the globe are watching what's happening in the U.S., looking at the new internet business model network owners are developing and contemplating whether it will be profitable for them. Jeff Swicord, VOA News.
I really care, and she sticks her tongue out at me.